The empire of lies is hard at work. They get caught telling lies. They just lie about their old lies. Fake vaccines and fake elections and a fake president and fake wars. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, for the past decade, Natalie Denise has dedicated her entire life and ministry work to battling against the scourge of human trafficking. Whether it's through street outreach or safe house mentorship or working at the U.S.-Mexico border. Natalie also runs an investigative YouTube channel with more than 70,000 subscribers. And as part of that investigative work, Natalie has recently developed an intriguing theory about how the current regime of this country actually works. If you go turn on the news, whether it's CNN or BlackRock-funded Fox, or for that matter, Newsmax or OAN, they'll all tell you that we live under President Joe Biden. Of course, this is hard to believe, almost impossible to believe. Joe Biden is feeble and senile and has dementia. He poops his pants on the international stage. He barely knows where he is much of the time. So, of course, naturally, a lot of people assume that someone or a group of people are pulling the strings behind the scenes. But who could that be? Some people think it's just Biden's cabinet or his chief of staff. It's definitely not Kamala. But Natalie has a theory of her own. You might have heard the other day that the White House press secretary made a little boo-boo that named the wrong person as president during her briefing. Look.
As you all saw just an hour or so ago, President Obama announced that, pardon me, President Biden. Whoa! That is news. I know. We're going back, not forwards. We got to go.
Now, Natalie, of course, thinks that was a lot more than just a little brain fart. She believes the shadow actor behind the scenes of the Biden administration really is none other than former President Barack Obama, still controlling things more than 6 years after he left office. But she has a lot more evidence for this than just some gaffe from the press secretary. Instead, her key place of evidence is an obscure little group called National Security Action. We want to learn a whole lot more about that, of course. And to that end, Natalie Denise joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you so much for the invite.
Of course. So tell us about National Security Action.
Sure. So National Security Action was actually a 501c4. It's an NGO or was an NGO that planned to dissolve in 2021. So, you know, we've all heard of shadow governments and the possibility of this happening. And of course, we might have some sort of traces, observable traces in the media that might suggest so. But this is actually a group that might exhibit those actions at face value.
Well, Barack Obama tells us himself, look.
Wish like you had a third term. And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony, I'd be fine.
I mean, that seems like something that actually could be happening.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, what helps is that this prior NGO, which, like I mentioned, they plan to dissolve, and it does seem so. Their website is nationalsecurityaction.org. If you go to it at this very second, absolutely everything is scrubbed from this website. But if you plug it into an archival website such as Wayback Machine, you'll see that there was once an entire ecosystem that existed on this website that had missions, visions, and a lot of goals to destruct the Trump administration.
Who are the people that are behind this and who are they tied to?
So a lot of the people that are behind this are actually formally appointed Obama, majority Obama appointed officials, but also conjoined with some prior Clinton officials as well. But what I can also say is that there are a good portion of these people, including Jen Psaki, Alejandro Mayorkas, you know, they were actually part of this 501c4, the biggest names, Ben Rhodes, the biggest officials, the highly positioned officials that we see today in Biden's cabinet were actually part of this 501c4 group.
So are names like Valerie Jarrett names that would be associated with this group and this website?
I don't know them by heart. I know that when I did a video on it last year, I did separate some officials that were not necessarily chosen for Biden's cabinet and some that were actually chosen for Biden's cabinet. So it seemed to be a swift transition to power.
A lot of people think that, you know, Biden is controlled, or this country is controlled for that matter, by people like George Soros. Is it your opinion, because it's our opinion, that he's kind of just a small-time player, actually? I mean, does he install a whole lot of progressive prosecutors? Yes, he does. Does that make a difference at the local level and ultimately destroy our country? Yes, it helps to work to do that. But he's not really a big player in this whole globalist control regime, is he?
Well, in regards to Soros, I would say he is. I mean, if you look at the many NGOs that are surrounded by Soros, yeah, I mean, there are some back channel funding of these organizations. So I would say the same thing about this particular group, because you don't necessarily see Obama or you don't see Clinton, right, at face value, but you do see lots of different exhibitions with their hand in this type of work. So, you know, you might not see them at face value as part of these NGOs, but you can definitely see that there is some sort of evidence that they, you know, definitely have a hand in all this.
How deep does this go? I mean, obviously, other than the Wayback Machine and the original website, you've done a whole lot of research about this. So right. How much evidence has piled up to suggest that Barack Obama is actually pulling the strings behind the scenes?
Well, I'll read off one of their focal statements. For instance, one of their focal statements on nationalsecurityaction.org, Trump, building a strong, unified, progressive opposition to the Trump administration's dangerous policies, which are making the United States less safe and diminishing our standing and influence in the world. And then another part that I found interesting was bringing together and mobilizing an unparalleled network of former senior officials and policy experts, academics, civil society leaders who are dedicated to a progressive vision of American global leadership. That sentence to me tells a lot. It's very telling of how they paralleled this network and the types of activities that they pull together. You know, and we have seen this very influential in our pop culture, right? We've seen a lot of celebrities and influencers that seem to be, and we don't have 100% proof, but they do seem to be somehow influenced or funded to deliver certain messages to their targeted audience. So I am convinced, and this is nothing I can 100% give you evidence of, but I am convinced that there was a big back channel where it wasn't just former officials and experts and academics, but they needed some sort of influence out to targeted audiences. And that's where I believe, you know, that's where it kind of extended abroad.
Have you looked into Obama and his history? I mean, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories around him. There's the birther movement and all of these other things about his birth certificate and all these. Do you know where he came from?
Well, I do. There is a lot of evidence to suggest that he came from Kenya or one of those neighboring countries. I do remember that there was a video where he gave a speech abroad and he somehow admitted this. So he claims to be Hawaiian or born in Hawaii, but I definitely have seen otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, his degree, you know, there's a lot of questions about that, whether or not that's real. There's all kinds of theories. Here's what we do know is that Biden is absolutely not calling the shots. I mean, this guy is, like I said earlier, has no idea where he is half of the time. He takes the wrong turn. Secret Service is constantly pulling him around. Jill Biden loves this. He's going to run again. At what point do we start talking about like elder abuse? You know, the people that are propping him up here are abusing a man who has dementia.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you know, it seems to be that they sort of lose their grip on it, right? It almost seems like it's not, they know that he is so frail and unable to perform even the most basic tasks, which is why we kind of see also other evidences of, you know, some sort of video graphics and, you know, some studio work. So yeah, I mean, I definitely concur with you that it does seem to be that there is some sort of elder abuse, but there's a lot of puppeteering as well. And I think those little pinpoints is what we should be, you know, concentrated on. Who are these puppeteers?
Who are these people are in the press corps, actually? I mean, why aren't these people in the press corps asking the real questions? They're sitting there in front of this stooge that's propped up as the press secretary. Ha, 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 right. Just kidding. That's news. Ha, ha, Barack Obama, whatever. Why aren't these people asking the real questions? Hey, why aren't we in the White House? Why are we on this soundstage? Why are we on a movie set? Why are we before a green screen instead of actually being at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Why are these people all just going along with this movie, this fake show, while our government is being completely hijacked and the people are being lied to? Why are they going along with it?
Right. I mean, the only thing that I can, you know, insinuate is that they are all in on it. They are in on a plan to destruct America. There's destabilization, you know, there are portions of destabilization that we can see, you know, coming across our front doors, right? I mean, you see inflation at astronomical numbers, and you know, you see things that just don't make sense. But it's kind of gaslighted to the public as if it should make sense or that it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So
fake
elections
and fake balloons and fake wars and fake presidents and fake vaccines. I mean, everything is fake. It's all fake. It's all rigged. It's all fake. We live under the empire of lies. Where can people find more of your work, Natalie?
Sure. They can go to my youtube.com/NatalieDenise, or they can go to my Twitter, which is where I post a lot of my research and digs. That's Twitter handle @itsNatalieDenise.
@itsNatalieDenise or youtube.com/NatalieDenise. Thank you so much for being here. It's always an interesting conversation. We appreciate it. Come back soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Well, the fake government and the fake president are definitely really coming after your real hard-earned money. Everything that you've worked hard to earn and even harder to save is at risk. If it's not criminal taxation, it's hyperinflation. If it's not hyperinflation, it's a full-blown recession. It's forever wars. It's mandates. It's funding our own demise. It's the electronic banking system, great financial reset, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of these things. You need to protect yourself with gold and silver. Call my friends at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. That's the phone number, 855-706-GOLD. You'll get up to $10,000 in free silver when you mention Stu Peters when you call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back. So we've told you this truly sad story about the decline and really the fall of Canada on this program several times, but this story just keeps getting more and more depressing. You know, 100 years ago, Canada was one of the most Christian countries in the entire world. In many ways, it was more devout than here in the United States. But since World War II, everything seems to have changed. Christianity has practically gone extinct in Quebec. And for that matter, it's not looking much better in the rest of the country. So now Canada's entire national identity basically just revolves around being a more liberal version of America, if you can imagine that even being a possibility. And so as America has lurched to the far left, that means that Canada has had to absolutely lose its mind. Canada has legal prostitution, abortion up until the moment of birth, and of course, forcible transgender propaganda in every single school. Speaking the biblical perspective on marriage or family or anything else could get you arrested and charged with hate speech. And so now Canadians are simply committing mass suicide. The program in question is called MAID, Medical Assistance in Dying. We've reported on this program here on the Stu Peters Show. Now, Canada has had assisted suicide for a few years now, but they've quickly become some of the world's most enthusiastic practitioners of it. And as is always the case, they started by promoting that only terminally ill people facing the prospect of a painful death would be eligible for MAID. Then they expanded it to people just chronically ill and in pain, even if it wasn't terminal. Then they added people in psychiatric distress, and now it's gotten really depressing. Now they're digging down into younger and younger ages. And so now we've reached the inevitable next stage. Canada's fake experts are calling for MAID to be expanded to children. They say that children should be given the right to kill themselves if they are mature minors who understand the implications of their choice. Yes, kids, children should be allowed to commit suicide, the experts say, over mental health issues, meaning that in Canada, telling depressed teenagers or kids with ADHD to kill themselves has now become a form of medicine. So from here, just about the only place Canada can go is giving children involuntary euthanasia. No worries. I'm sure that'll be the law there in a couple of years. It's unbelievable. Dr. William Makis is a dissident Canadian doctor who we've had on the show several times, and he joins us now to discuss this. Dr. Makis, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Stu.
96 children in 3 months dead from these COVID-19 bioweapon injections. That's just not enough. Now Canada is saying, we need to go and kill these kids. Let them commit suicide. I mean, am I hearing this right?
That's correct. This was a recommendation that came out about 2 weeks ago from a committee that was composed of Liberal members of parliament and Justin Trudeau appointed senators. They got together and they've put out new recommendations for euthanasia, or as we call it here, medical assistance in dying. And they had two main recommendations. One was that they wanted to allow mature minors to make the final decision on euthanasia. And they don't define what the age limit is for a mature minor. They just say, you know, mature minors who understand can make the final decision if they want to commit suicide. And also those who are suffering from mental illness as their only condition now will also be allowed to make a final decision on assisted suicide.
Wow. So many questions here. Who gets to make the determination of what the definition of a mature minor is? Is that on a case-by-case basis? Well, this seems to be a pretty mature minor. Yeah, let's kill him.
That's a good question. And I think that's the direction we're heading in Canada. And, you know, they've introduced this concept of a mature minor.
Who in the hell could actually, I'm sorry, Dr. Makis, I'm getting pissed. What doctor could actually have a child in their presence and say, let's kill you. That's a great idea. Let's kill you.
We have doctors. We have doctors here. And there's been reports recently who, you know, conduct these assisted suicides And they've come on the record. And these are, you know, women in sort of the middle age. And they're proud. They're proud of doing this. They say that it's rewarding work for them. I, as a doctor, I don't understand it. I could never participate in something like this. But apparently there's enough Canadian doctors who are willing to do that.
Oh, like it's just horrible. I mean, imagine your child, your son. So what defines a mental illness? Somebody diagnosed with ADHD, can they just go kill themselves?
Well, that's the thing. And again, it's not properly defined. And so, you know, who's going to be making these decisions who has a mental illness, right? And if it's someone who's not competent to make those decisions, the Canadian government's going to say, well, no, actually, they are competent and they can make that decision to end their life. This is just an absolute can of worms. I can't imagine this, you know, ending well in many, many cases.
So parents have no say. The final say belongs to the mature minor who understands the consequences of his or her choice.
You know, I escaped from communist Czechoslovakia in 1988. And we have the same problem in Eastern European communist countries where the state really wanted to have the final say over the bringing up of children and really over any sort of major decisions involved in that child's upbringing. And it seems we're going exactly the same way here in Canada, especially with the Trudeau government.
So a parent, I mean, just to clarify here, if your son or daughter says, look, I'm really struggling, I'm getting bullied in school, I'm depressed. Okay, well, that's a mental illness, depression, right? Self-diagnosed. I understand the consequences. Dad, please drive me to this doctor, this fake doctor who's going to kill me today.
Yeah, when you look at the language that's coming out of the committee, they say, you know, that, you know, a parent and guardian should be consulted, but that the mature minor will have the final decision-making power. And this is just absolutely reprehensible.
Can you imagine that setting? I mean, just think with your heart here and brain. I mean, I know you are, but the viewing audience, can you imagine you're sitting there with your daughter who said, no, I want to go die. And you're like begging and pleading and crying and screaming, please don't do this. I love you so much. Please don't do this. And then, you know what? Nope, the final decision belongs to your 9-year-old daughter. What's it going to be? Yep, I'm, bye, Dad. Bye. What? And then they just, what, take them into the other room and stick them with a needle like a dog? I mean, how does this work exactly, Dr. Makis? Give them a pill, they just fall over, they lay down, they die? I mean, what's going on?
Honestly, I don't know. And imagine, imagine a scenario where, you know, the child makes the decision and let's say informs a government agency that they want to proceed with this. And then if the parents say no, you know, the government will send the police or, you know, I have no idea how this is going to work, but it just boggles my mind that this is on the table and they want to push this through. And they're very, very serious about this. Since Justin Trudeau was elected in 2016, the Liberal government has been pushing the envelope on medical assistance in dying. And, you know, we're now we have the most open rules on this assisted suicide in the world. In fact, Canada is the number one country in the world for organ donation from people who have chosen to die by medically assisted suicide.
I don't even know. So who's responsible for this? Like who is it that rolled this out? Who is actually named them by name? Who's making the push to push this through for children to kill themselves?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, this is a committee. I would have imagined it would have been a committee of doctors, but apparently it's a committee of politicians. These are liberal members of parliament and Canadian senators. And of course, Canadian senators are all appointed by Justin Trudeau and his government. So they've set up this committee to give advice to the government. Now, of course, these are their recommendations. It hasn't been implemented yet. But this is on the table. This is what they're pushing.
How soon could this possibly go through? Are there people waiting in line? Are there people excited about this? Is there any pushback at all from the court of public opinion? Is this being broadcast on the major news networks in Canada? Do people know that this is happening?
I don't think people know this is happening to this extent. And you know, Canadians have been very, very sort of passive when it came to medical assistance in dying. And you've seen the Liberal government just push the envelope further and further and further. And Canadians are just, they're sort of in a stupor. They're just not waking up. They're not pushing back. And, you know, it's a serious problem because clearly the Liberals have no limits to which they're willing to go to.
So these senators that are, you know, putting this package together, do you know their names? Is there a specific committee? Do you know the name of the committee? I'm sorry if you already mentioned it, but I'm just kind of lost in the content of this conversation.
I haven't gone through the names, but I would imagine that the names would be available. You know, there's a very, very specific committee that apparently looked at, you know, medical research and so on, and they've put out these recommendations. Their names are on there. So I think people should look up and see who these individuals are.
I think so too. And then I think that those people should be rounded up and tried at Nuremberg too. And when they're found guilty of the crimes that they're committing against children, they should be executed. That's who should take these shots or these pills or whatever else it is. These people are sick. These people are the ones that have the real mental illness. And there's no rehabilitating somebody. You said that there's doctors who find it rewarding to kill children?
Yeah, there's been stories recently that have come out. There were two doctors featured in one article, and I think they've had over 400 assisted suicides that they participated in each. And they said this was the most rewarding thing they had done in their entire career as a doctor. And I mean, I was sick to my stomach when I read this, and it's just absolutely reprehensible. But this is what's coming out of our medical schools, and these are the people that end up in high positions in our healthcare system, and it's just absolutely sickening.
It sure is. We're going to be digging into this to find out exactly who these individuals are. We'll post all of that information, of course, at stupeters.com. We'll make those names available. We'll put all of their contact information out for everybody to get a hold of these people. I want everybody to call these people, email these people, blow them up on social media. These people are killing kids. Thank you for bringing this to our attention, Dr. Makis. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today. The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by darkagedefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Welcome back. So we've covered all kinds of illnesses and syndromes and diseases that people have suffered after receiving one of these bioweapon injections from Pfizer or Moderna, the mRNA shots. So of course, there's myocarditis and Guillain-Barré, massive blood clotting, autoimmune disorders of all types. Of course, as you would expect after the deployment of a bioweapon. Well, now today we add another one to the list. It goes by the name of postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS. POTS is a wide-ranging illness that does all sorts of things. The root cause of the disease is that the heart starts to beat far more quickly when you transition from lying down to standing up. So this problem can in turn impair vision, it hurts concentration, or causes nausea and vomiting and tremors. But most dangerous of all, it can mess with the regularity of a person's heartbeat, making them more vulnerable to all kinds of heart issues, including, you guessed it, dying suddenly. And according to a new study published in Nature, one of America's most significant scientific journals, the risk of developing POTS is far higher 90 days after getting an mRNA shot than 90 days before. Our good friend and internal medicine specialist, Dr. Anna Mihalcha, joins us now to discuss and share more about this. Dr. Anna, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Stu, for having me.
Are you seeing patients with POTS post-injection?
Absolutely. post-injection for sure, as well as with long COVID. So the issue with this syndrome is that there's a damage to the small fiber neurons, particularly of this autonomic nervous system that's in charge of your heart rate, your internal regulation of all of your organs. And the effects are truly debilitating, because you can go from being a completely functional young person with a healthy lifestyle to all of a sudden, anytime that you stand up, your heart rate speeds up to a rate that you're feeling like, you know, you might have a heart attack on the spot. And it's associated with extreme fatigue. You know, people are barely able to move around. It can be very, very severe. Sometimes there's blood pressure abnormalities, there's brain fog, cognitive issues, peripheral neuropathy as well, meaning numbness and tingling in the legs appears to be associated with that. So I think that this is definitely a syndrome that has skyrocketed in the last couple of years, post-COVID and post-shots, absolutely.
Explain the difference, because semantics are important. Explain the difference between the bioweapon fake virus genetic sequence that they call COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, and the shots. Why long COVID? What does that mean to you? What is long COVID?
So you know that I have a very different view than most mainstream freedom doctors, because, you know, I was part of a group who actually looked at the contents of vials, and many of those didn't find any mRNA. So that means that there isn't a spike protein produced, but we did find extremely toxic heavy metals as well as nanotechnology in these hydrogel bases. And so what I'm seeing in live blood that I'm looking at are these structures that are clearly growing under the exposure of electromagnetic frequency, as well as rouleau formation, meaning clumping of the red blood cells. And what that means is they are not able to give off oxygen. Then that causes extreme acidity and microclotting as well. So this picture appears to be associated with these symptoms of POTS, chronic fatigue, brain fog, and overall a picture of accelerated aging. So this is really of concern. And you were alluding to myocarditis, because I do think that we have a lot of very conflicting information regarding the myocarditis. Dr. William Mack, he recently in his Substack put out some information. For example, there was an event in Washington State where they just did cardiac testing, and 53% of those participants had markers of myocarditis, which opens up the question, is maybe the rate of myocarditis and the risk of sudden cardiac death going up after vaccination over time? There's other studies to say that 1 in 30 people may actually have myocardic risk. Now, that's completely different than what the government is telling us, with a rate of 1 in 5,000. And if the risk is so high, we clearly are looking at a mortality risk that's pretty substantial. There was also another study of 777 healthcare workers. And again, there was a rate of about 1 in 35 had elevated troponins. Troponin is a marker that's usually elevated with heart attacks. So I think that this is a real crisis in regards to the autonomic dysfunction that is in charge of heart rhythm, as well as other control of internal organs, as well as the heart itself with the myocarditis issue.
How concerned are you about shedding?
I'm absolutely concerned about that. And you know about this. So I have been doing live blood analysis on the unvaccinated people. And now 100% of people are contaminated with these structures. Most of them have rouleau formation and acidity. And the incidence of the same symptoms that you have asked me about, POTS, chronic fatigue, brain fog, is accelerating. And I see an absolute crisis, and I have been sounding the alarm that the unvaccinated are not safe. And in fact, I've been seeing increased rates of strokes, heart attack, deep vein thrombosis that are associated with these blood changes. And the treatment for hydrogel, which is, by the way, a polymer plastic that clots the blood, it's used in medicine to stop bleeding, for example. And if you inject it in people, it clogs up the arteries, and it causes these long combustible metal inclusions including, clots that Mike Adams has shown that there are. So I'm very concerned about this. And what I see now is that the shedding can no longer be differentiated also from environmental exposure. For example, geoengineering, the stuff is being sprayed on us. We're finding the same structures in rainwater that we find in human blood. And I'm right now in the process of working with a scientist, Clifford Carnicum, to actually chemically analyze exactly what are these ribbons and what are the electrochemical changes. Just real quick, Stu, I want to alert you. He did a study last year where he investigated unvaccinated blood of four individuals that did not have these ribbons, and he exposed it to a low-level electrical current, and immediately the blood changed into something that was unrecognizable, and these huge ribbons appeared. Somehow, this electrical current makes the stuff grow, and it causes clotting, and we know that it is so in the unvaccinated.
So if you work extremely hard to avoid people who have been injected with this bioweapon, if you avoid getting it yourself, which I would assume that there is not one person on the face of the planet that regrets not getting it, you're saying that there's absolutely no way to avoid this, and that unvaccinated people, I hate even saying unvaccinated because this is not a vaccine, people who have not injected this thing into themselves are still at the same risk, the same level of risk as those who have injected themselves. Is that what you're saying?
We don't know if it's the same level, but clearly the blood changes in live blood analysis are now the same. It used to be that the vaccinated blood was extremely contaminated, but now this has changed. Now every single person that we're looking at has these structures, and they're increasing in amounts. So hydrogel is now being put in medications, in insulin, it's in the food supply, it's you know, the air that we're inhaling. These metals are being sprayed on us. I believe that this a full force assault, and that if people don't know that the antidotes, which are things like EDTA chelation to pull out the metals and dissolve the hydrogel, as well as this rouleau formation, if they don't undergo these treatments, they will have an accelerated aging process. And this is what I've been seeing, 20-year-olds who feel like they've aged for 20 years in a month.
So again, the treatment, go over this. How do people get rid of this crap in their blood?
So what I've been working with is this molecule called EDTA that Karen Kingston also identified in patents as an antidote for hydrogel. It also detoxifies graphene, it detoxifies metals, because the metals are very important for the electrical properties of hydrogel, because that is what determines what kind of biosensors or electrical devices are being created within the body. And so the metals themselves, as Mark Steele, the weapons expert, discussed, have been actually used for satellite reconnaissance, facial recognition, things like tungsten that I pull out of people, aluminum, barium. All of these things are actually part of the surveillance system of the transhumanist agenda. So I use EDTA chelation. I use an EDTA cream with full nutritional supplementation with an alkaline diet, with other supplements like humic and fulvic acid, making sure we have nitric oxide so our microbiome can detox graphene. So there's multiple things like that, high dose vitamin C, anything to basically help counteract this electrical assault, ionized foot bath, sauna, whatever we can do. We have cultured from vaccinated people that have done ionized foot bath, the water, and looked under the microscope how this artificial synthetic biology grows. It continues to grow outside of the body. And actually, there are certain things that increase its growth. For example, red wine increases the growth of synthetic biology. And nanoparticular gold, as David Nixon, for example, showed, appears to dissolve it. So that's also part of the protocol. So it's a combination, but we have to look at everything. And we have to also, I in my practice use anti-aging peptides like epithalone that helps to repair the heart, repairs autonomic dysfunction, repairs the brain fog, and so that's been very helpful, because clearly there's a process that's induced that's all about accelerated aging here.
Well, you're an anomaly. Obviously, you're in the minority group of doctors who are actually going to acknowledge that this is real and then actually provide treatment to help patients. So for everybody else that's viewing this broadcast who has a fake doctor poison pusher who's in the safe and effective basket narrative, how do these people get treatment?
I recommend, go on the website. For example, the American College for the Advancement of Medicine has a list of chelation practitioners in the United States. Go find a naturopath who's open-minded, who knows about chelation. There's more awakening now. I truly believe that even worldwide, people are becoming aware that these metals are in the shots, that this hydrogel is being deployed everywhere. Carbon nanotubes, which people call graphene, is also part of this. And that the transhumanist agenda of really biosensing and complete control of the human body is part of it. Look at even Todd Callender speaks about that hydrogel is the technological platform of this. And in fact, that in a Pfizer study of military personnel, they had an app where every body physical physiological condition, for example their heart rate, their sleep cycle, was transmitted to an app. So the control is already complete. The mark of the beast has been injected, and I think that people just need to be aware this is a new level of requirement of detoxification, of awareness, of a new level of warfare that includes this technology. We cannot ignore it. We must address it for the purpose of saving the human species, because the unvaccinated are not safe. I'm absolutely seeing that. And I absolutely am very, very concerned about this.
Wow. How often does somebody need to undergo this chelation treatment?
It all depends on exposure. So for example, in my patients, they've done some experiments. They had their blood completely cleaned with EDTA chelation. Then they had dinner with vaccinated people, came in the next day, and their blood was completely coagulated, full of these ribbon-like structures. And mind you, I'm only looking at one drop. We have 6 liters of blood in the system. So I have no idea how much stuff is in there. So in terms of the exposure, that's really what determines it. And then this dark field live blood analysis, really important diagnostic tool, because you cannot find this unless you look for it. I used to check D-dimer levels, but I can see microclotting in the blood already way before the D-dimer turns positive. So I at least, right now, I recommend chelations once a month at least, and use the EDTA cream on a daily basis, plus all the other supplement orally. But the regular vaccine injury protocol, like ivermectin, doesn't clear the blood of these structures. We've looked at that. We've investigated it. So hydrogel is a polymer plastic. You cannot dissolve it with your regular ivermectin or HCQ or quercetin.
Wow. You said it. This is an absolute assault on humanity, on the human race. Who's responsible for this? I mean, how do world governments all in lockstep decide that they're going to perpetuate this kind of evil upon humanity all across the planet? How does that happen?
I think that we need to really look at that our governments are being governed by the shadow governments, and that there is a very sinister, evil, and satanic agenda going on that is all about power and money and depopulation. And I really think that when you understand it, the transhumanist agenda from the satanic spiritual perspective, that the divine human being is under assault on every level of existence. That our food supply is being poisoned, that there's famine induced, that there's artificial wars being created, that our entire healthcare system has been weaponized against us. All of that is part of this agenda to depopulate the earth to 500 million people. Mind you, they want to kill 7.5 billion of us. And everybody has a target on their back. And I think that we need to wake up, and the unvaccinated need to wake up and really say, hey, it's not true that I am safe, that really it is time to say enough of this. And for example, initiatives like in Lee County in Florida, banning the shots, I'm 100% in support. I think this needs to catch on like wildfire around the United States. We need to inundate our politicians and say, we must ban this poison. This needs to stop. There's 100% miscarriage rate. There are stillbirths going up, and the mortality rates are slow. This is a slow kill, but it is happening in rates that we cannot fathom, and a catastrophe is absolutely on our doorstep.
People that are infected with this, people that are shot up with this, people who absolutely have this bioweapon injected into them, is it inevitable that they're going to have an early death?
I think that, you know, we are working on these antidotes, but in order to have these antidotes, we must broaden our mind. Because if we find vials that have no mRNA, and if your entire treatment protocol is for a spike protein that may or may not be there, and you're ignoring toxic heavy metals, and you're ignoring hydrogel that can grow from nanometers to centimeter size in minutes and clog up all your vascular system. So this is why I've been speaking out so much. It's like we have to, broaden our view of the battlefield and address more things to help these people and to help all of humanity. This is a poisonous attack, a multiple weapon system in one shot. And the problem is that we don't know exactly who got what, because we haven't looked at millions of vials. We've looked at a few because it's a crime to do so.
Yeah.
So I think it's unknown, but the trajectory is not a good one, Stu. It is not a good one.
The people in Washington, the people pretending to be politicians and elected representatives, governors and attorneys general across this country and surgeons general across this country, who have not come out and said, which is 100% of them, by the way, not one of them have said, seize Pfizer's assets, seize Moderna's assets in this state, ban these shots, go and arrest the people responsible for deploying this bioweapon. All of them are fake. All of them are in on it. Not one of them has said to do it. And until they do, they are completely useless and they are criminals. And they should be tried as well when these citizens' grand juries come together. You're right. Lee County, Collier County, Charlotte County, these places in Florida are now stopping this jab. They're saying, they're declaring that they are bioweapons accurately, as the patents say. We need to move forward with accountability. We need to stop this thing right now. You're absolutely right. And thank you for bringing this to our attention, because, you know, the mRNA, the spike proteins, if you're addressing these things and ignoring hydrogel and heavy metals that are inside of your body, you're missing the target, you're missing the mark, and you too will be one of the statistics for died suddenly too. We don't want that. Dr. Anna Mahalcha, thank you so much. We'll let you get back to your patients. We know that you have a busy day ahead of you.
Thank you so much.
The boosters are killing millions.
Got a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
We all have to move to treating ourselves naturally and avoiding these fake doctor poison pushers. I told you the story about my back. I avoided going to the fake doctor. I avoided fake pills and painkillers and injections, of course, and I treated myself with CBD from Curable. Whether it's THC gummies or CBD pain creams, all of these things, you should go explore them. Go to Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. Naturally treating yourself for all types of different things. If you suffer with Parkinson's disease, you might want to look into CBD. If you have a child with ADHD, you might want to look into CBD. Go to Curable. That's a family-owned business. All the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU. K-U-R-I-B-L. Use promo code STU when you go to Curable.com. Do you love carbs as much as we do? If so, check this out. We found this really cool science trick that helps you to eat all of the carbs without gaining all of the weight. We're not kidding. It works for pasta and pizza and sandwiches and potatoes. I'm starting to get hungry. We actually learned about this trick from a doctor, but it's very easy. He called it the ultimate fat cheat, so we thought we would spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Again, thehealthyfat.com/stew. P.S. If you're curious as to how it works, there's a full scientific explanation. It's pretty fascinating. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. So ever since this calamity in East Palestine a month ago, the perspective of the EPA and FEMA and the rest of the Biden administration seems to be that all of the town's residents should just go and die, please. When the train derailment happened, Pete Buttigieg was making some appearance where he whined that construction workers are too white. Joe Biden ran over to the fake country of Ukraine, where the people he actually cares about live, promised even more money and weapons for them until the end of time, apparently. Joe Biden was in Africa, which we actually don't mind, but sadly she came back to this country afterwards. So Pete Buttigieg finally got shamed into going to East Palestine a few weeks after the disaster, and by the time he arrived, President Trump was already there, outshining him. For a brief moment, Trump was like the man that we all enthusiastically supported back in 2016, instead of sitting at Mar-a-Lago working as a vaccine salesman. All buttman Pete could do is whine to any of the reporters trying to ask him questions. But if the Biden administration decided to stay far away, other people stepping up to help in East Palestine are starting to shine. The other day, we spoke to the CEO of Century H2O, which has been giving away its water filters to the townspeople. But another company that has taken action where the federal government absolutely won't is the wellness company. They've stepped forward to provide free medical treatment to East Palestine residents since the derailment. Foster Colson is the founder and chairman of the wellness company, and he joins us now. Foster, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Stu. Thanks for having me on.
So free medical treatment to all of East Palestine residents. Tell us how you're doing this.
Yeah, you know, when I started the wellness company in 2022 with some amazing doctors on the board, with doctors like Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Risch, Heather Gessing, Richard Emmerling, ones you've all had on before, you know, it was really to try and make a difference and do things that a lot of these other companies are just putting profits first. So we wanted to start a company that would actually put the patient first. And this was one of those opportunities. You know, we saw what was happening. I watched what was happening, the lack of support that the government was giving. And eventually, enough is enough. We need to stand up and we need to fight to try and create that good and positive for people in the world. And that's what the wellness company is. And that's what we're about. So we saw what was happening. We saw that there is support that's needed. And so we stepped up and hoping that others will follow, that we are going to offer free care to East Palestine. And hopefully that can create value for the people that live in that city and that community.
What are some of the issues that people are coming to you with? I mean, what are they being treated for exactly? Are they being poisoned?
You know, there's some are having sore throats, some are having dizziness. And of course, look, virtual care isn't the answer to everything. But the reality is there is a great doctor on the end of that video call that can help support them and give them advice and give them guidance and help when they need it. So we've been able to help a lot of the people there. A lot of people are reaching out, which is wonderful. And our doctors are on standby.
This is being done intentionally. I mean, I don't know how closely, Foster, you've been following what the EPA is saying. Just days after we reported this, which was essentially the first broadcast network of this magnitude to report it, 8 days after this had happened, largely nobody even knew that it had happened. After we broadcast it, the EPA is saying, no, it's safe. Go ahead, go back, drink the water. How can this be true?
You look at the videos of the water sources that they're drinking from. Looks like gasoline's on the top. I mean, the reality is this tried to get covered up, and it's people like yourselves that are standing up, that are showing what's actually going on so people can see it.
Yeah, it's a damn shame, honestly. I mean, this is being done premeditatedly. They are poisoning people. They're telling them basically, just go and die. Dead people don't talk very much either. So nobody's going to be able to blow the whistle on what's happening there. We've heard a lot of reports of, you know, corrupt government officials trying to hide things. Cops are blocking people off. A journalist, at least one of them, was arrested for trying to report on this thing early on. There's a lot of things going on in East Palestine right now that they don't want us to know about. One thing we do know for certain is that there's poison in the air. There's poison in the water. People are getting sick. So how do people get a hold of the wellness company to get this free treatment that you're offering?
Yeah, so we have a link that the people that live in East Palestine can go to, and people that are concerned can go to on our company's website, twc.health. And so they can go, they can see it, they can talk to a doctor for free. And you know, that's a really interesting point, Stu. it's really difficult, it seems, for people to get in there right now. So again, being able to access a doctor virtually when we know doctors have tried to get in there and they can't, at least this is another way where people that are living within that area can see somebody right away and talk to them and get the advice and the support that they're looking for.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend that anybody does try to get in there, but it certainly is peculiar that when people are going there to try to help, they're selflessly risking their own personal health to go there and try to help by delivering water or filters or medical care, helping clean up, any of these things, and they're being denied access. I've never seen anything like that ever in my life. I mean, normally when there is some sort of a disaster, the community comes together to help to clean up that disaster.
That's right.
Do you think that they would have kept people away from, you know, the towers at 9/11, for example? I mean, when you have a tornado that rips through your neighborhood, for example, here in the neighborhood that I live in, we have had that. And the whole community goes to that neighborhood. They bring their chainsaws and their boots and their gloves, and they go and they help to get to work, and they check to make sure that everybody's okay. That's what good human beings do. They're being denied access to this area.
And you know what's sad is the billions and billions of dollars that the medical industrial complex earns every single year, not one of them have stood up yet. It takes a startup company to come and put their money where their mouth is to try and help support these people in need. And I hope that everybody else takes suit. I hope these other companies that have helped support throughout COVID take suit. I hope they all come and they help support and bind together, because we all have to come together to help people in need.
Yeah. If you're in East Palestine and you're watching this, first of all, just know that we're praying for you. Number two, twc.health. There's a link there for East Palestine residents. If you want that free medical attention, a doctor's visit, somebody that can help you to get on the right track. If you have the sore throat or you're stuffed up or your eyes are watering, of course, because you've been poisoned. Please try to get out of there if you can. But if you can't, at least have somebody on deck. Go to twc.health. If you know somebody that's in East Palestine, please make sure that you pass that link on. For everything that you're doing at the Wellness Company, we're so grateful and appreciative. Thank you for your humanitarian efforts, Foster, and thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu. Always.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the seven most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. You know, I can always tell when Carlos Cortez is busy. Cortez Wealth Management, the chief sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show, been here since the very beginning. None of this, the entire Stu Peters Network, would not be possible had it not been for Carlos Cortez. I'd still be bounty hunting. I would have never been able to afford to do a show. He came through. He believed in me. But I can always tell when he's busy, because all of a sudden I'll get like a dozen emails. Stu, don't know what took me so long to take your advice. Finally got around to calling Carlos Cortez. He built an entire investment portfolio around me. So happy. Matches my faith, matches my morals and my values. You got to do it. Just give the guy a call. Book your personal appointment with him. It literally takes 10 minutes to talk about what you're doing now. Take your risk assessment. What does your financial advisor know now? Where's your 401k at? What are you doing with your investments? Is it God-centered? Does it match your faith and your values? Do you even know what you're investing in? Do you know what your 401k is invested in? Do you actually own your 401k? All of these things are great questions that you can have answered by Carlos Cortez in just minutes. He's an independent fiduciary, so he's not one of these communist financial advisors that's beholden to Wall Street, which is controlled by the edicts of the fake Biden regime, which has sold out and is compromised by the CCP. So your financial advisor by de facto could be a communist. They might be great people, but they don't even probably know what you're invested in. Take the 10 minutes, call Carlos Cortez, 813-448-3446, or even easier, just go online to CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com, and book your free appointment. I will be out tomorrow, but back on Monday. Until then, right here in the same time at the same place. God bless you.